Thank you all for joining us this Tuesday afternoon. Brother Freedom's here, and we're praising the Lord for God's wonderful goodness. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness. Lord, that's all you have is goodness, and it's wonderful. You're good, you're glorious, you're marvelous, you're wonderful, and you're beyond our imagination. You're beyond our calibration, and we just thank you, Lord, for how gigantic and glorious you are. We give you praise and honor. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom. We thank you for blessing the word that Brother Freedom's asked me to read. We just give you praise. Bless the people, the listeners, in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Freedom's asked me to read from Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10 and following. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Welcome, everybody, today. I welcome each one of you in the name of Jesus. I just pray that God will bless you this day in a mighty way. I'm looking for his coming. I don't know about everybody out there, but I am looking for him, even maybe before this service is over. I believe he's on schedule. He's looking for those that's looking for him. Pray with me now. As Father, I just pray in Jesus' name. I pray that you anoint your word. Bless this that you've laid it for a starting point in my heart where you can finish it and continue it as you wish. Father, I pray for the mighty anointing from heaven. I pray that you'd move mightily in the wonderful name of Jesus. And I pray if any out there this day, if they're hurting, in despair, whatever the problem is, Lord, touch them in the wonderful name of Jesus. For those that need to rededicate their lives to you, I pray that they will think about doing it and put some heart to it, that they might realize that you want us to have the heart of you in our hearts. We should have a heart for the Lord. We need to have that living expression of your love. Touch your people. If there's any hurting, they need healing. I pray for your healing virtues. Have Jesus come down, touch their hearts, touch their bodies, set the captive free. Out there somewhere, I feel that you have a trouble in your left leg. It's worse than you think it is. But God wants to heal you this day. There's someone out there that you've got cancer. But don't be dismayed. God will set you free and heal you this wonderful day. This is God's wonderful day. And I pray that you will receive that healing this day. For out there, those blessings out there that you need, that healing special from God, the salve from heaven, the healing power from the balm of Gilead, the glorious power, the resurrection life of God the Father, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus died through his stripes that you might be healed this day. I praise and give you glory, and we might also obtain a salvation. What a wonderful thing that Jesus has done for us today. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you that you're real. We thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Back in the Old Testament, there was a man that in Judges, his name was Samson. And he was born, and his folks told him he was going to have the Nazarite bow on him, and he would mean he would never cut his hair. See, the Bible plainly says, obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm going to start off in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, 11th verse. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein you may be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. We need that power of faith. The Bible says, what's not of faith is sin. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith will do the will work that God wants us to do. And I believe that God, for some time, has wanted to have charismatic people working in this land that we're living in. But where are they? I know there's some. There's David Wilkerson. There's people like that that really are consecrated, dedicated to things of God. But I believe in this last hour that we must shun the very appearance of evil, that we must come out from among, be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And you might say, what's the unclean thing? Well, what, every one of us got different problems. We're to deal with those problems we have. And a lot to this sermon that I've got today. But back in the day of Samson, Samson's got a little bit different problem in those days. He did it with his fists and his hands and his strength of his body. But the Bible said, we'll wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, powers, workers of dark spiritual wickedness, high places. The Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war at the flesh, for the weapons of warfare are carnal, mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing. God wants us to be strong in the Lord. I know that with ourselves, we're not capable. And I believe out there, I may be talking some right now, that you are very cold. And the Lord told me quite a few years ago that cold Christians end up with the spirit of religion. And that's terrible when you think about it. But look how Samson started. Let's see how he went. You know, Samson went out and he saw this young lady, and his father and mother were very disappointed when he said he waited that. He was a Philistine lady. And they thought surely he could find someone in Israel for him. But no, he didn't think so. See, every one of us, we get a calling. When we get the calling, God doesn't remove what our problem is. We got to work on the problem and resolve it before we can actually work efficiently for the Lord God, even as a normal person. God wants us to work out our salvation with fear and trembleness before Him, a great searching, a great seeking Him, that we will give Him a vessel of praise. God's called many people to live a holy life and to be a life led by His Spirit. When you say, I'm going to do this, see, that's what we're doing. We're doing it in ourselves, and consequently, we've got a spirit of religion. Because the Bible plainly says obedience is better than sacrifice. We got to learn to seek God and wait for Him what He wants us to do. If He wants to sit, we just sit. If He wants to pray, we pray. But we got to search the Lord, seek the Lord, that we might work in His hour. See, my whole life, I did a lot of different things. I started off in Sunday school, and then finally I went to a church and had to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. And then I started seeing what could happen. The Spirit of God was in you. And then I started seeing the dispensation of the Holy Ghost went in reverse. I seen a lot of people going backwards once in one's head. Look at Samson. He started well. And Galatians says, Paul told those Galatians, you started well, why didn't you finish well? What hindered you from keeping on going on? There's nothing hinders us. We're the blame. No one caused us to stop. We just quit seeking God. The spirit of religion is such a way that pride is this part of a key issue. The Lord was speaking to me this morning in my heart about this. We have a Christians, we get the idea that we're really somebody. We get the idea that we're holier. And in that, it's very dangerous for Christians because it has a way of turning us and blinding our eyes that we receive this, it's actually condemnation in us that makes us believe a lie that changes our whole direction. Because God wants us to have a righteous direction. And when we're looking at ourselves in such a way that we're really haughty, Bible even talks about the daughters being haughty, the haughtiness of that men also. We have a haughty spirit. We must humble ourselves in the mighty hand of God that He might exalt us in due time. I can see Samson didn't humble himself. Samson was out there like the rest of us, just trying to play along. You know, and many times what God wishes for us, that we start moving in the Spirit. When we're out here moving ourselves, we're actually living pretty dangerously because we're doing things that we're not sure of. The enemy likes it because we're making mistakes. We need to realize that our steps are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in our way. Though we shall fall, we shall not be cast out. That's if we go for Him. But when we deliberately go our own way, we're in perilous times. We're just like Samson. Samson should have known that the Philistines, the reason that God called him, is because the Philistines were aggressive against his Israelites. And God set him up to be a bear that could come against these powers of darkness. And he could, with just one man, but he could move mightily. He did it. And that's why you can, the same way that you need to have the 91st Psalm inserted in your heart, in your life, by the glory of God. Not just the 91st, Ephesians, all the books of the life, inserted down there, that you become a vessel of honor this day. That you be strong. Your strength is not in flesh and blood, but it's in the move of God. It's being able to see a need there and say, in the name of Jesus, I come against you, evil spirit. You leave off. You get away. But few are in this area. They've invested their time. All these things don't bring us nothing. No growth. You know, it's just like me. I can get out here and buy something like a truck. And it's got all this super stuff on it. It's got big stuff and big engine. But if I don't tie my load down, or whatever it is, and I mishandle what I'm hauling, that truck's to no avail. We're the same way. God give us a shiny vessel. You're it. It's up to you to make this vessel to be able to haul what it's supposed to do where you're headed. But if you dilly-dally or do anything against the Spirit, you're not capable of being to have the potential to move out and do the will of God. Does everybody follow me? Because this is, you've got to do like Samson. This is what he should have done. He says, you evil Philistines, I see you. You're a bunch of liars. You're a bunch of cheats. You come and do war against my people, and I'm against you. He didn't declare nothing like that. Come and see them in the time when we got to say, I am on God's side. I surrender to no one else but my Lord. And God wants us to come out from us. He wants us to be separate. But we will not make that move. We foolish. Foolish. We're very senile. We're very one-sided. Our own side. We don't really care what really happens. We just want to be in the who's who's column. Oh, this brother, you went down to the 10th Street Church over here. Oh boy, you just know people just love you and you love them. But are you doing the will of the Spirit of God? Come and see them. Is God authorizing it? Is He your leader? Is He what it's all about? Because if you're not, the Bible plainly says in vain. After you've done it all, it's in vain. It's like the Bible says, lay up yourself treasures that don't disintegrate. You start putting your treasures in things of commodities that, oh, they're half dark and they're half away from God. You know what's going to happen? You're going to have a load of fresh produce. It would be rotten when you get to where you're headed. And that's what we do. Our loads are not alive. We need like refrigeration. That refrigeration that keeps those products from the west coast or the east coast, that refrigeration keeps those fruit under frigid temperature till they get to where they're being distributed. And they're still good. And that's what we need. We need the power of God, the anointing of God in us, keep us supercharged, that we do not let ourselves spoil. Our lives come to the place that we're spoiling what we're carrying. And we can become a state. We can become a byproduct of the enemy. And with that, we lose out what God has called us for. He's called us to be led by the Spirit. He says, well, why am I on the door? I don't know. You haven't read the Word of God, is what I'm saying. Believe. You must follow man. And the Bible here clearly says, not man pleasers. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. People say, oh, well, what's going on? I'm going to have to go over here because that's what, yeah, we're all that way. For the Bible says all shall fall in the ditch. If you want to get in the ditch, you need to go someplace where the anointing is. Without the anointing, there is no effort. There's no power. That's why God gives a seal of his approval of the anointing. But the anointing which you receive as healing abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you. But the same anointing teaches you with truth. And it's a lie. If you abide in him, God will keep you. You abide in that anointing. You stay in that anointing. But you don't get out here and get your load of, I'm gonna have a mixed load. That's what you do. You got, I'll put my godly stuff here, but I'm gonna shave this other in. I'll just carry it along. No, it contaminates what you're good. It takes away of your good. And you're not getting anything good. It's wrong. It has a way of destroying what's good. Samson had no good, basically. He just went out and had fun. But there came a reckoning day. And that reckoning day, Delilah says, Samson, please tell me your secrets. Boy, I can see out this hitting a lot of people in the head now because, we got a lot of secrets. We're just on our way. We're such a fine bunch of people. But God knew us to be our leader. That's what, did you know that out there, everybody? God is your leader. Not with eye service as men pleaders, but servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. Knowing that whatsoever thing any man doeth, the same shall receive the Lord, whether it be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing them, forbearing. If we're got employees, we're to treat them right. If we're an authority, we're to handle it as Joseph did of old. He handled that authority well. Sometimes people get an authority. Pastors, I've seen, sometimes they personally told me, if you'll come to my church, I'll do so and so. If you'll just bring what people you got, it was just a lie. That wasn't even, then they're going to pay for it. The thing about it stops the move of God. I was just smart enough in those days, knew it wasn't from God, and I finally kept backing off, till I found the only one that's going to get started. It's like a truck. It keeps sliding the ditch. I'm going to have to find me a place where I can just take off and keep going. We don't have time to get stuck. We have to keep our eyes on heaven. We got to keep our eyes on the vision. Without a vision, my people perish. We need that vision, that the extreme glory, that we might be strong in the Lord. We're actually weak in the Lord. I venture to say that there's very few people can pray for someone get delivered. I venture to say that very few people can pray for anybody if they're going to get healed unless the enemy can bring healing. He can bring false healings. And many times he does that. I know that. The Lord told me it happens. Singing the word of God. Because he does it. Because all he does is release. He's the one that's the author. He's giving them the sickness from the first place. And when someone prays in the wrong way, he makes it look good because he just lets go what he's got. But it's not from God. And that what he has will come back worse than ever. But it'll be just a little while. And then you'll have a double calamity. You're going to be just for a few days, and then the enemy, he's going to duke you in and take away all he gets. He is just like there, Samson. Delilah says, Samson, please tell me your secret. And Samson thought he'd just play with her. You think out there you playing with sin? There's a threatening day. You can't play with that sin. It's going to bite you. It's going to put your tentacles in you, and you won't be able to release it. It gets your life. It takes away your desire. It takes away, like these people want to change their sex, all those things. I feel for them. I know that's hard. It must be terrible to be have that awful drawing. God says, I got a straight line for you from heaven. And here we start. We order our life from God to say, we don't want that. I don't want to be a man no more. I don't want to be a man of God. I just want to do my own way. God says, you fool. That's the same thing as what's right there, what you just spoken about. God wants us to be a man of God, a woman of God, alive. Not just a wishy-washy. God wants you to have up-to-date experience all the time. God the Father, God wants you to know the glory of God. We need to be alive. We've been playing church for the last 30, 40 years. And that's what God, just this last week, he says, my son, we must wake up. We're going to tell people it's time to come out from among them. Be separated. People laughed at me, but God's got an answer. God's going to move mightily in this last hour. There may be no Christians coming in. I don't know. Because some of the Christians are really asleep. Spirit of religion has got you down. And God told me what the spirit of religion does. It's like having a vessel, something really beautiful. And this container of this vessel is water. It's a beautiful, it's just wonderful. It's got this glass housing around it. But you've got to do is keep that water, and you got to keep that water warm, or you can't make it through this time, a period of time on earth. We got to keep it from something happening. But if you get lukewarm in your experience of God, your coldness freezes the water. Your veins get like cold. You're just pretty soon, you know what happens when you put a vessel and put water in it? It breaks it. And so that Holy Ghost temple is ruined. We've ruined a lot of things. We've ruined our own lives. We made havoc what God wanted out. All the coming, there should have been revival there. We made havoc. You just see the spirit. This one here, they fall, this fall, this fall. Because their temple's breaking. It gets cold and it freezes. It breaks it. And Humpty Dumpty can't put it back together. It's all broke. It's all broke. And our lives are sort of that way. When Samson finally gave in, she said, you don't love me. If you love me, you'd tell me. He said, I'll tell you what. I've been joking with you. I'm going to tell you my secret, but just don't tell nobody else. I won't tell nobody else. No. That's the way the devil is. He'll lie to you. He'll let you think you're having your own way, but he's in there just to get you right when he can. He'll get ready to pounce on you. He'll destroy you. Don't you see it out there? It destroys you having that wrong spirit. Our body can't stand a wrong spirit. It comes in so slow. That spirit of religion comes in so slow. Especially you once had the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You end up, it'll happen to you. Kamashina, what could have happened to me? Kamashina, what could have happened to all of us? If we don't, the only thing that generates, it keeps it warm, is the heat of the Holy Ghost. It keeps a fire on that, and you're going to be okay. Because it's short term. We're going to be a long term for eternity. It's short term right now. It's a day at a time, and yes, it's hard at times, but it's going to pay off. It's going to be a time of jubilee, a time of great joy, a great heavenly glory. Be with the Father, having His glory. And you're going to have to live here in a place with an old taskmaster of the devil that's wicked. He don't care what happens to you. He'll put you on the stretcher and stretch you out till you come totally apart and laugh at you. That's what he'll do. He'll torture you. He'll do everything despicable. He'll ruin you. You say, I haven't represented, I was once a Christian. He don't care. That's great. He plays hardball, and God is the only help you have. Come to God today for a transformation part. You don't have to be like Samson. What happened to Samson? All the Philistines come. Samson says, I'll be strong. Right? No, he won't. Lost it. We're the same way. Now, Samson lost his by allowing someone to cut his hair. But all we got to do is let the temperature of our spirit come down. It's not a low burner. We got to be a high burner. We have fire has to be on. The fire has to be sizzling because getting rid of the impurity, it's getting rid of sin, it's giving the consecration that's up here. And we've let most of us get down there and we're so happy and everything's so good. You remember when we was Christian now? You know how we had it? Yeah, we never did nothing. Where's your souls? Where are people been healed? Where's the power? Where's the anointing? Where's the shaking? The move of God, the strength of God, the work of God. Without God, you're absent. And absentees are not going to make it. You must identify to the one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And they will honor you. They'll take you through. That you can live righteously before this is all over. Because the day is soon. The hour is nigh now to be. You need to wake up. You need to shed a tear. A lot of you haven't had to shed a tear for years. How much shit am I going to... You know, Samson, they treated Samson like a... Just like they do all When that one side wins, I've been in churches where the side that was against the Holy Ghost won. And the other side, well, you know, you got to give in. And then I said, well, I'm not giving in to them. You can. But I'm not, I'll never. Those people, they don't care. See, they have no guidelines. If people come working against God, they don't care. They don't conscience only. They don't care what happens. They just want to, bottom line is destroy what you're doing. And they come in just lie. They'll lie to you. They'll cheat you. They don't care. God cares. And Christians care. True Christians care for you. And we as God's people need to be a caring people. We need to be alive unto God. Dead to things of this world. Come out for a month that we might be separated from the last hour. But Samson, they took Samson down, putting him in as a beast. Pulled a grinder, a mill. And made sport of him. That means they made us sit there and just laugh at him. Just said, oh, look at that, look at that, look at that Israelite down there. Ha, yeah, what do you think he is? We got him now. We took his eyes out. And I tell you, Satan will take your eyes out. He'll laugh at you. He'll say, I've defeated you. And I'll tell you, Samson leaves his last move. He says, Lord, let me avenge. Take his life. And there will be many become a sheen of, I feel the glory of God on this. It's going to be many at that day, the same thing. There'll be some who's going to make in heaven because they're going to come through that tribulation. And the Christians are going to be gone. You're going to still be here, some of you. But you know what's going to, you're going to have to give your life. And you'll give it. But it'd be better if you didn't have to. You know, see, that's like obedience is better than sacrifice. It's more obedient that you don't have to have sacrifice. People say, well, I paid the price. That's not the thing. Quit the sin. Then you don't have to pay the price. Jesus made the sacrifice. Jesus paid in full that we could all be saved. That we can come into His place with thanksgiving. The heart of the glory of God to move on our heart and the honors. He has paid that. He has paid fully. All paid a debt that He didn't owe. He paid a debt for you and I that we could not pay. He paid in full that we can be saved in the last hour. If Samson got a hold of that pillar, brought that whole temple, thousands of people were killed. You say, that's a gory picture. Yeah, it's a lot of what's going to happen to Christians. There's not going to be any not time to change. There's time to reverse. The Bible said, knowing the time, now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore put off the works of darkness and put on the whole armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in a day, not rioting and drunkenness. This word drunkenness, God showed me that's when we are so caught up with what we're doing. If we serve the Lord in the wrong way, our services can be in drunkenness. Because we get a bang out of doing it, but it's not the Spirit. It's just our flesh. Our drunkenness can take us down to where we not in sober and chambering and wantonness and envying. Envying is a terrible spirit the enemy uses. And here today, there's a lot of people out there that want to do you in. Satan will allow her or him to do that for you that you're going to do you in. So that's where you need to come out from among it and be separate yourself from this type of people because they'll just tear you apart. And so that's the way of life. Where's troublemakers out here? And Paul talks about it that pulls us off of wherever God's called from. That we out there today, I'm speaking to somebody, but you need to get separated to people that walk with you and talk with you that will do the things against you. This day you need to be separate your heart and love to the things of God. You must seek Him. Call upon Him. Put some time and effort in reading this wonderful word. Pray without ceasing. Time and searching. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And if you do that, God, I think, will bless you. Mean business with God. Mean business. Have time to think to God, to ask Him. I believe today there's some out there that God wants to touch you in a mighty way. But the Lord's coming back very soon, And I believe there's going to be many, many people in this last hour. It's going to be just like Samson. They're going to find themselves in troublesome times. Samson, until the time that he took his own life, it must have been terrible. I mean, he had his own way. I mean, he was a big shot. Samson was, everywhere he went, Samson just had to, but he was put down. I think about a man that I heard a few years back, it was on TV, how that he lost the ministry and how he got put down to clean toilets. That's nothing to what's going to happen. When the enemy comes out like a flood, he's going to be terrible. He's going to be without honor. He's ruthless. He's a liar. He's a cheat. It's like Adolf Hitler, only worse. That's what's coming. Your hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Without that hope, Apostle Paul says, we'll be, as most men, miserable. And truly, without the hope of Christ, we're going to be miserable this day. Seek God today. Ask Him to come to your heart, and you can have refuge in Him. God bless you. I pray that God will bless you. Meet your name this night. But I mean that you need to make business with God. You must separate yourself. Have a vision of God. Bible said, without a vision, my people perish. And we need a vision of God this night. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Clint closes.
Father, we thank you for this wonderful message. This was a revelation. There's so many truths here. I pray that people will listen to this message, roll it back to the beginning, and listen again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.